Hello and welcome to the third episode of The Elite Interviews. I'm your host, Endgamer, joined as always by my co-host, Cum.
Hi.
And as special guest tonight, we have the Australian Neo joining us. Neo, introduce yourself, please.
Hey, everyone.
That's him. That's Patty. That's Neo.
Skippy couldn't make it.
Skippy couldn't make it, okay. We're currently on the 33rd day of the Elite Summer Contest. We've just entered the second round. So we're going to try to wrap up the first round, how things went in the next 30 minutes here, and then head into the TEI send-off to close it out this podcast. Starting out, what do you guys think about today's match? Dan Cervone playing Alex Anderson. I know earlier, Cum, you said you expected Dan to still win this fairly easily, just SFFing the GoldenEye vote. Do you still hold to that opinion?
Yeah, I think that's going to be how it goes this time around. Last year, Dan's first round match was against Vec, and he pretty much blew him out, which, I mean, Vec's a lot weaker than Alex, but Dan's pretty strong in the contest, it seems. And if he was able to get 54 votes against PDO, he should be able to get probably more than that against Alex, as he'll take a lot of the GoldenEye votes and probably some of the Perfect Dark votes, because Dan's been more active in Perfect Dark than Alex has.
So, now GoldenEye-wise, you're not really an expert, Neo, but as far as the StarCraft, you got to be expecting a good showing from Alex there, am I right?
Yeah, but I, in the end, I think that GoldenEye's just going to kill that.
Okay. So what are you thinking, 60-40 to Dan, or...?
I'd say probably a little higher than that.
Even higher, okay.
I don't know if there's... I don't know if it's going to be that big. I think it might be a little bit closer than that, actually, but with the amount of votes that we've been getting, it should seem like a bigger blowout than it really is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heading back to the land down under, I thought it was really interesting. These two matches in a row, we had one where Sterling beat FW without too much of a problem. And then the next one up, Use Goose, and we saw Goose win that one without any problems. How would you explain that, Cum, where the old school can be so strong one day and then kind of fail Use the next?
Well, I don't know if it was more of the old school vote as much as the GoldenEye vote for Sterling, and then, of course, FW probably had his share of anti-votes after last year's contest, but Goose, he's become pretty popular. He's really active in chat on the board, so it wasn't really surprising that he won to me. I still picked Yaus in my bracket, but I had that one being pretty much a toss-up, depending on who showed up to vote that day, and the Sterling match was just kind of seeing how many people came out to vote. If it was a big showing for the GoldenEye votes, then Sterling was pretty much going to take it with no trouble.
Who did you have in your bracket for those two, Neo? They both seem pretty debatable heading in. Who were you leaning towards?
I had to lean towards Sterling simply because the fact that he's very old school, and even the newer people would probably lean towards him more than FW, even with FW being around more often, obviously. And I did think Goose stood a very good chance simply because Yas hasn't been around in quite a while now. And with the amount of newer people voters we're getting, nobody's really been exposed to him, so.
Okay. Speaking of anti-votes from last contest, I know we were expecting probably more of that in the Fal matchup. Fal is really interested after a 52-31 win over Leck. Does the committee believe in him? That's what he was asking me through IM. So come speak for the committee, and has Fal made a believer out of you with a 63% win on Leck this year?
Well, I think after last year, of course, we believed in him. It's kind of hard to rank him highly as far as the seating goes, or, I mean, there's no seats this year, but no seats that people can see, but it's hard to rank him highly just because of all the people above him, how great their achievements have been in the games, or in most cases it's been in the games. So it's really hard to put him higher than a lot of people on a list, but he really is getting pretty up there just with his popularity in the chat and on the boards.
Which seems to be, this year, the ideal place to have contest strength is to be strong in those areas. Was that a bigger win than you expected, Neo? 63% on the French-Canadian?
Yeah, I think Leclerc's very popular, so even after Fowl's extraordinary run last year, I thought that was still pretty high, but...
Okay. Now, my favorite second round matchup, I don't know if it's looking quite so hot anymore. That's the Wool against Zeebo battle. And after Wool puts up 66% on Cook, and Zeebo had struggles with Whiff, would you say that Greg Wool clearly has the upper hand heading into the second round there?
Yeah, Greg definitely has the upper hand. Not only because of this year's results, but last year, Zeebo didn't even make it out the first round. He lost to Octo, so hasn't been very strong in contests since 2003, really. So I think Greg's pretty much going to take this one. I don't think there's going to be too much trouble. And Zeebo's always relied on a mix of the old school and both GoldenEye and Perfect Dark votes, and Greg can take GoldenEye and old school votes away from him, so.
Yeah, I guess the committee just coming in was expecting maybe a little bit more out of the poker exposure and the Paragon, you know, doing their Challenge 30 together and all that. That just hasn't come through, so. Neo, are you in agreement? Would you say Wool is going to be able to take this one fairly easily as you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. Despite Zeebo's poker and whatnot lately, Greg Wall's still around. He's very popular, and he's just won that contest as well, the GoldenEye one that he had. So,
mm-hmm. Yep.
I think, yeah, good, quite easily.
Good exposure there. Okay, how about yesterday's result, the most anticipated match of the first round, the final match of the first round, ended up with MG 37-33 over Jimbo. That's a 53% win. Was that what you were expecting, come, or did you expect even more out of MG in that one?
I don't know if I expected more out of MG or less out of Jimbo,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, looking at previous years, Jimbo, I mean, he's maintained around the same vote total the past couple of years, but I mean, there haven't been as many votes, so I thought Mike would actually take this with a lot higher percentage than he did, but I think a lot of people just might have voted for Jim out of sympathy,
mm-hmm.
which, I don't know. He still didn't make it out of the first round, so I guess there wasn't enough sympathy.
Yeah, that was and I mentioned it just briefly in the bit of a write-up that I got out there so far, where it's everyone who was voting was affected by the last 2 years for Jimbo, and saying, well, he should have beat Dirk. I kind of feel like I should vote for him, and not everyone did. Not quite enough people did, anyways.
And Fal wanted me to let you know that he is very angry with you for not making write-ups for each match.
Well, I got an NSA coming up currently, and hopefully that'll give me something to do.
You lost it, though.
And keep me going. So, yeah, maybe by your standards, come. But, okay, anyway, Neo, what'd you think about MG? Are you a little disappointed in a 53% showing against Jimbo Barrett?
Yeah, I did expect higher, but whether you can attribute that to Mike not doing so well or Jimbo just doing well out of sympathy or popularity that doesn't seem to exist, I don't know. But, yeah, I did expect a little higher out of him, but I'm sure next round will be a much better showing for him, despite the fact that he's against Matthias.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of second round and expected upsets, we were talking earlier how QB was going to be the dark horse this year. I kind of speak for everyone though. How he was going to have a good shot after a 55% showing on Wes, and seeing how easily Wouter handled Infull. Do you still think he's got a shot to pull that one off? Can he still do it?
No, I didn't think he could do it in the first place. I mean, I'm glad that he got by Wes, because he was thinking that he wouldn't even make it by Wes when we first came up in the bracket, but the match against Wes was too close to even put him as having a shot against the Mooter, just because Mooter gets so many more of the Gold 9, the old school votes, than Wes, and I don't think the anti-votes can really make up for that in this match.
The one thing I'd like to point out with the Wouter and Infull thing was Infull was telling, his good friends, vote for Wouter, don't vote for me, in the hopes of getting a zero for total votes, which was never really realistic. But anyways, that one could easily have been a 60-40 win for Wouter, which is much less than you'd expect out of, a former greatest champ of GoldenEye. But, Neo, would you still say QB really doesn't have an honest shot at it?
Not at winning, no. I think he'll do better than Steve's giving him credit for, but I don't think he can win, no.
Okay.
Simply because Vout has done too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, talking about other former great champions, let's talk about this YE against Neo match in the second round. With this podcast behind you, with being active in chat, doing the NSA with us, do you think now that you might have a chance at that upset, Neo?
Very slim, perhaps, but overall, I think you're really getting into it a little more than you should be. Simply because, Y has done his stupid QDB update now, which he clearly planned, by the way. Just thought I'd add that.
Okay.
I have a better idea for that match. Instead of taking votes for it, we should just put boxing gloves onto both of their kangaroos and let them fight. And then the winner wins the match.
I think Skippy would easily win that, to be fair. He's had a lot more practice.
Does he beat you up?
I'd rather not talk about it.
All right, going along with the chance of big upsets, let's continue talking with our TEI friends here and say, you have one coming up yourself against Brandon Sanford. Brandon put up 76% on Taka. Well, you had a very strange match against Fro. You did win it with 53%, but, survive in advance. But do you think that after those results, Brandon is now the favorite to come out of your match?
I don't really know if there is any favorite. It's one of those matches where you can't really call it ahead of time, because it can really go, a lot of the votes can go either way in any of the sort of breakdowns that you make. With the Golden Eye vote, can go either towards Brandon because he's a great player, or towards me because of all the pages that I've made and updated and stuff. And the Perfect Dark vote can either go to Brandon for his limited playing there, or to me for something I did there. I don't know. But it's kind of split right now. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. I just hope for a really good match against him.
Neil, are you expecting that one to be tight all the way through?
Not really. I think Steve's being a bit too modest. I think he'll take that comfortably, simply because he's been doing a lot of great work in the community recently and over a prolonged period now. So, and he's extremely active. So, mm-hmm. And these podcasts are great. So,
and I pay you to say that.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. new school, old school, one of the best of those clashes coming up is we got Sam coming in. He got 61% on Posterland and Ulu. Looked good against Garrett, 63%. Sam Hughes or Ulu, who do you think is the favorite heading into that one come?
Ulu is definitely the favorite. A lot of it's just due to the GoldenEye vote being so huge, but Ulu's done some great things in Perfect Dark too, so he's guaranteed to get some of those votes. Sam was away for quite a while from the boards, and he's been away from active competition for a long time too, so a lot of the people that were in sort of that middle class between this newest school and the ancient folks, they might not know Sam as well as some of us do, so they'll lean more towards Ilu, and Ilu's just, he's an incredible player, and he's just been getting world records like nobody's business right now, so I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of this contest he's even the GoldenEye champion, even with Brian's comeback. Ilu's still on such a roll lately. If he can keep it up, he has a really good shot of becoming the champion.
Now, Neil, you're pretty good friends with Sam. Would you disagree? Would you disagree with Cum there to back your friend Sam Hughes?
No. As great as Sam is, I think Ilu and his pure gaming achievements over the past year are just too good to ignore. Really, so even casual voters can see what he's done, and he can get votes from there as well. So I think that'll be a pretty clear win for him.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see how that plays out. Another very similar match as far as new school, old school. We got this expert against Trent Hovis clash coming up. Trent survived a very tough Adam Mattis. I'm going to continue to say Mattis. While expert won easily against Tyler, but does that make expert the favorite there, or is Trent going to come out on top? Come.
I think that one's pretty much a toss up as well. Expert was against a much weaker opponent who would get all the anti votes than Tyler, and Trent and Adam were kind of in the same fan base, so it's pretty hard to determine their strengths just from these matches, and even from previous years, they had pretty similar showings. Last year, Trent lost to Randy in the third round, Expert lost to Marsh in the third round, both by about the same margin, so it's pretty tough to actually pin a strength on either opponent for any of these categories. So I lean towards Expert taking this because of the old school, and he might get some of the GoldenEye votes, but it really can go either way right now.
Okay. Which way are you leaning, Neil?
I couldn't really say. I think it's too much of a toss-up at this point. There's not a lot to go by. As Steve said, the first-round matchups for both of them, one was very same fan-base factor, the other probably anti-votes and whatnot. So based on that, I think it's probably too hard at this point to pick a winner. So.
Okay, gonna...
I just noticed I actually predicted Trent to win, so you guys can go against what I said. Vote for him, and it'll be okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Another old school, new school, kind of similar, but I don't really give the new school such a good chance in this one, is going to be the Marsh against Goose. Now Goose looked very good, 55% on use. But Marsh was just incredible against Jones, the most popular match of the year. He really brought out the voters. Goose thinks he has a chance. He says he'll be very disappointed if he loses. But could you talk some sense into the guy and explain that Marsh is a powerhouse in these contests? Explain to him why it's going to be an uphill battle to win that one.
Well, Marsh really is a powerhouse. He's probably, you were saying QB was going to be your dark horse. I think Marsh could easily get to the final four in this contest this year just because of the way the brackets are set up. He's always been really strong in the contests. He had a pretty good showing against Matthias last year in the Elite Eight. And if anybody can beat Brian and then whoever comes out of the bottom, Y.E. or Neo, or maybe even Greg Lewis, it can be Marsh. And I don't really think Goose has that much of a shot, just because Marsh has pretty much all bases covered. So I think he's going to be pretty disappointed at the end of that match, actually.
Are you seeing a win for Marsh, Neo, and what percentage are you thinking?
Yeah, for sure. He's one of the most talented gamers I've ever seen, and he is a likable guy, so I'd say anywhere from probably 55, 56 around there for Marsh.
Okay. So you hear that, Goose, so don't be so disappointed, because...
It's not Goose doing
I know.
That, it's more Marsh just being...
Yep. That's exactly the point I'd like to get across from him, so hopefully he'll listen and hear that. How about we saw Nojo Carl, we saw Nojo take that by 6 votes, pretty slim. Do you think he can do the same thing against a man who won't be anti-voted nearly so much, against FB? Can Nojo pull the double and knock out both Aussies there?
No, I don't think so. FB's had a pretty great year with Mario Kart, and then a lot more people might know him now because I know he's been in the chat a lot. So, Nota's still a pretty popular guy, and he has the big French vote behind him, but I don't know that he's going to be able to make it up against FB.
Let's say Nojo sets a new record, wins this NSA. Would that be enough to put him over FB, Neo? What do you think there?
No.
Strong with your Aussie roots here, huh?
Yeah. It's FB. He can get votes from a lot of places, really. I mean, all the things. Mario Kart, and he's GoldenEye Perfect Dark, and he's been well known in the community lately. So, I think even with the French and supposed NSA vote, that FB can pull it off quite easily.
Aussie.
Oi.
I had to throw that in somewhere.
I knew. I was waiting for it.
Is there any second round match that you're really excited about come that we haven't touched on yet?
That we haven't touched on? I think Snap against Wobbs could be a pretty big match, mm-hmm. just because of the sheer amount of votes that Wobbs got in the first round. I mean, very few people have managed to get 60 votes in the contest history, really. So that match could actually turn out to be a lot better than people expect if Snap has lost some of his popularity over the past couple of years that he hasn't been in the contest. He was against a much weaker opponent than Wobbs was in the first round, because a lot of people don't know Spider Waffle. But so that might be a big match to watch out for. And then Paragon and Henrik might be a pretty interesting matchup, just because Henrik's also a very popular person on the boards and a popular GoldenEye player at the time. And if Paragon lost anything, which it really didn't look like he did against Silent Thunder, but Henrik might be able to pull more votes than ST was.
Yeah, and with that Snap SWAF thing, you really couldn't tell that much. It ended up being the largest win of the first round, largest win of the contest so far, but it's just tough to say because SW's main fan base is the SDA guys, who have watched his Half-Life runs and all that, and even there, Snap has such incredible runs of his own up at this site that he might have been able to SFF a lot of those votes away.
And you were offline most of the day that day too, I think.
Yeah, I got kicked offline, and I lost some votes there. The other thing to mention about these last few days is it's just been a ghost town online as far as people coming on AIM with the 4th of July weekend here in America. And so that has resulted in some of the lower vote totals you've been seeing. I'm sure once we get the 4th behind us, we're back into the week. We'll be back in the 80s, back in the 90s once again. So no worries there. It's just kind of the holiday season right now.
They have 4th of July in other countries too.
Yeah,
it's not a big day.
It was it was Canada Day on Saturday, which is
yeah, we all celebrated that down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so Canada Day, 4th of July, camping. North America's been, like I mentioned, kind of a ghost town online. So we'll be back up there. Anything you'd like to mention that we didn't hit on, Neil, as far as heading into the second half of the contest here?
No, not really. I think most of the first round matchups worked out pretty much as expected. And I think many of the second round matches will follow suit.
Okay, so taking a look at our strongest players, we had Clark at 66%, Boss at 73% on drag, Shade at 78% on food, and Mathice at 72% on Shep. Judging by that, who would you say is in the driver's seat as far as number one contender for the championship this year come?
I think it's pretty much a toss-up between Clark and Shade. You can't really choose between either of them. And Clark had it was a weird showing against Nate, just because, I don't know if Nate was asking for people to vote for
him
or something, but it was just a strange matchup, and I think in the second round against Octo, he might be able to turn around a little bit. Shade just pretty much did what you expect him to do against food. It's hard to say how they're going to do against each other, so I don't really know who to pick out of that. If I had to pick one, I would pick Shade just because of his popularity currently in last year's contest, and maybe Clark has lost some of that in the newest school of people, so.
Okay. Neil, would you agree? Would you say Shade is most in the driver's seat based on what you've seen so far?
If I had to pick one, I would definitely say Shade, simply because you can't dislike the guy. But with the way the contest is set up, with the no seeds and all the other the brackets and whatnot, it really is. There's a number of people that could surprise us.
I think what I'm interested in seeing is if from here out, if Boss is going to get a nice boost after coming back off that retirement, and he's already put up some world records, he's going for some insane times coming up in the next month here, if that could be enough. If he does that, come, do you think at that point he would become the favorite over Clark if he's really ringing in new world records, really impressing the GoldenEye fan base?
Maybe if he sends his tapes on time, doesn't wait a year or two or whatever. But I don't know if it's going to be enough to push him over Derek. Again, it looks like Ryan might be one of the earliest strong seeds out, like he was a couple of years ago to who? Neo?
Hey.
Because he has some tough matchups coming up against Marsh and then against either Neo again or YE, so I'm not sure if Brian's going to be able to even make it to that match against Derek, and even then I don't know if he's going to be able to get over the hump and actually beat Derek in that match.
Would you agree with that, Neil? Would you say Boss should be stronger, but it's just too difficult of a road for him to be the top contender at this point?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say he's the top contender, but he's definitely got a strong chance, simply because he's very talented, and he won't have trouble getting out of our division, and then it'll probably come down to him and Clark, which I think will be a great match.
Yeah, that should be fun to see, and then you'll have either Shade, Mathice, possibly Vouter, possibly Snap coming off on the other side. Yep.
Or Fal.
Or Fal.
Fal.
You can never count Fal out. Okay, actually, speaking of Fal.
Never flush him out.
And you can never. You can never get him down the tubes quite. Speaking of which. Is he the favorite against former dual champion Randy against Disco in the second round after that strong showing against Leck? Would you say he's got to be the Randy's got to be the underdog in that one?
No, I think Randy's been too strong in previous years, and I think it's finally going to catch up with Sal in this match, kind of like it did last year, where it just caught up with him, and it's too tough of a matchup for him to actually get over and get a lot of votes against somebody such as Randy, where Randy won't get very many votes against him, anti-votes, I guess. So it's going to be pretty tough for Fal.
Neil, are you also favoring Randy in that one, or are you saying Fal will probably pull that off?
No, I'm going to have to go with Randy, despite Fal's great showing both last year and in the first round. I think the steamroll is finally going to come to an end, and it'll be close, but I think Randy can edge him comfortably.
Okay. All right, so I think we've covered all the major topics as far as first half wrap-up and looking ahead to the rest of the contest.
I'm awaiting the next vote for Fal, actually. I want to see what that person has in store.
If he's going to...
I wonder who that was still. I wish he could tell us.
If he's going to take it
if
from...
You're out
if you're
if
out
you're
there,
out there, tell us,
let us know.
Please. We love you.
No, we don't.
Unless you're Jimbo.
Yeah.
So you're kind of hoping he escalates from, say, a number one to a number two for that matchup come?
I didn't say I was hoping for it. And I think there's a limit about what you can post on the boards before Expert will believe it, actually. So you might not want to test that.
Yeah, that's definitely a risk. Okay, so we got the contest wrapped up. Just want to mention it's a very busy week here in the Elite. Lots of stuff going on. We got an NSA currently going. How far in are you right now, Neo?
I think 14 or 15 hours.
14, 15, okay.
You've put me way too early on the rankings, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't
well,
know what you were doing there.
Yeah,
you
I think I gave
taken
you
a nap and forgotten.
I think I gave you an extra little bit there.
You're not supposed to tell him, man. You're supposed to just let him
know.
Yeah,
oh well.
Hey, I've been upset.
I don't care. He cheated. He didn't tell me until this morning that we were starting.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to try to last through this night, Neil? Or are you...
Yeah.
You're going to try to make it.
Until I fall asleep.
Okay, cool. And I've just started, and we got Nojo is currently in the lead.
And you've already
lost.
By the way.
Nojo kind of lost too. He kind of left for a few times.
He had
two lunches, actually, is what I've been hearing.
Yeah, but you can trust Nojo.
I don't know.
We got a two-time champ here who's been... Okay, regardless. So we got that.
Exactly.
We got the contest. We got, of course, GameFAQs just kicked off. If you're hearing this
FAQs.
On opening day...
FAQs.
You actually say game FAQs, Neil?
I'm with Steve on this one.
Oh,
absolutely.
My goodness.
It's 2-1.
You know, me and Dale agree that it is game facts. So, 2-2. And I'm still going to look that up. I'm still going to look it up because CJ has said.
But looking it up, I already
regardless.
Told you that looking it up has no. That's
can't the guy.
It's all people on that site that. Can't even spell words.
Can't the guy who created the site, who created the brand name, decide how the brand name is pronounced?
No. Well, if you pay him enough money, you will.
Like GameSpot did.
CNET. Or, I mean, CNET. Sorry.
See?
It's clever. That's some of that Aussie wit.
Right.
So, we got that going on.
Crikey.
And,
good try.
But dang, you like my baby.
Oh, give it up, Steve.
And so, and also, another big surprise is coming. I can't say exactly what, but I will say that by the time you read this, or by the time you hear this podcast, you're going to want to check out the main page at MarioKart64.com. For a possible big announcement.
Do we have to?
And yes, you do.
Okay.
Especially if you've carded.
Is somebody else revealing themselves to be three people?
It could be. It could be four this time.
Or is it?
Ooh, it could be someone going for the record. I think Booth, Walls, Liam, Jones. All one guy.
Oh. That's incredible.
Yeah. It's going to be groundbreaking.
Which one is real, though?
It's none of them. It's just a guy. It's just a guy from Chicago.
Okay.
All four.
Really?
All right. So, heading into the TEI send-off. And let's start out with a little quote from December of 2003. We're going to hear a live reenactment from the two men responsible. Take it away, boys.
What's the biggest cash prize thing you Americans have had for the lotto?
The moon.
What, you mean someone won a trip to the moon?
No, they won the moon.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Alright, what's the biggest cash prize? You know, not an object like the moon.
Well, they traded it in for cash.
Wait, is that it?
Yes, it is.
Oh! Hilarious! Hilarious.
I started improvising and there was nothing there.
Okay, now we're going to
see. Maybe not as funny as we'd hoped.
Well,
I could have added in, been like, they traded in for cash and they broke off a hunk and then traded in for a box of crackers. The moon is made of cheese.
I would have made it worse than it went.
All right, now let's skip.
I was using some more of that Aussie humor.
All right, fair enough then.
Skipping forward in time to August of 2004, a conversation between Neo and Endgamer. Let's see how that would have played out in real life.
This one.
Neo, take it away.
Nothing makes me happy.
I bet this pick will, and it's a link
to Brandon. If you mean the Where is Brandon one, then no, it didn't.
Oh, man. I didn't think that thing could fail to cheer up a stone, let alone a person.
I'm no stone. Hell, if I accomplish anything, something in life, it would be to attain the rank of stone. But I'm not going to, so I'm not even half of a stone, or any mathematically determinable part of a stone, because either way, it will own me and everything about me.
You're maybe not as cool as a lava rock, but I'd rank you above a slab of granite. Well, unless it was really, really polished. Then you guys would be about even.
My god, are you serious? When I'm clearly depressed or whatever, you're making jokes about how a shiny piece of granite is cooler than me.
I never said that.
You implied it.
I said about even. I'd still probably vote you.
Probably?
Well, I mean, when you get a really good polish going, like, you can even see your face in it, now that's cool.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm clearly more pissed than you've ever seen me before, and, like, no way did I think this weekend could get any worse, but hell, there you go.
You're like, is this a rock? Or a mirror? Oh my god!
Oh,
hooray!
See, I think we should have combined two ideas, and you should have done that with the voices of Homestar characters.
Oh.
Neo could have been the strong side character,
okay.
And John could have been the star.
If I wasn't laughing through that, I'm sure it would have turned out.
Well, you sounded like strong side at the beginning, which is funny.
Really?
And then it got not funny when you started sounding like yourself.
Sorry. Next time we'll go for the emo thing for
you. But then the end,
maybe play
some
Linkin Park in the background.
John was saying stuff, he sounded like Homestar.
Yeah, it is kind of a Homestar. Strong
I could find my guitar and
agree.
Play that Linkin Park song for you.
Could you?
Because
I like that. That was good.
It's far away.
What a
so
shame.
I want to find it.
All right, so
closet.
A third successful podcast, our first hugely successful TEI send-off. Join us again next week or possibly in a couple weeks for TEI 4. And we'll see how that goes and keep voting in the contest.
Who's going to join us next time? Have we decided yet?
We haven't decided.
Let's decide right now.
But
let's decide. Spur of the moment, John.
Neo was so good. I'm having a hard time picking against
Neo. Who
won
the bet,
right
by the
now.
Way?
I'm not having a hard time.
$70.
I'm not having a hard time picking against Neo.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless. So see you next time, Elite.
Bye.
TEI signing off.